Welcome to Reformation Gospel. Discover the healing truth and all your efforts to be accepted by God will finally be brought to rest.
We established that actually tithing is absolutely not for the new covenant at all, but giving is an eternal principle, and giving is taught in the new covenant. The Apostle Paul teaches about it very strongly, in fact, because you know when you go through these letters or the Pauline epistles. When you go through them, you'll see a lot of spiritual principles that Paul teaches about, but there's also a lot of history. You'll find out what's going on with the churches then in that first century, the first church groups really. And there have been some prophets, you can read about that in the book of Acts, that had announced that there was going to be a famine. And it was particularly Judea, Jerusalem, that was a hard hit area. And so Paul collected from the other churches support in monetary value, but also in various other items that he could travel with. And he traveled with a whole group of people so that they could take it back to the church in Jerusalem. And so this was a phase that lasted for a while, and in his missionary journeys, in his travels, he would talk to the churches about supporting the believers back in Jerusalem. So one of these, there's a set of scriptures here that I'm going to read it to you because I think it's pretty powerful. He'd already spoken to the church at Corinth. And in his second letter, the 2 Corinthians chapter 9, he says this, verse 5, "Therefore I thought it necessary to exhort the brethren that they would go before you and make up beforehand your bounty whereof you had noticed before, that the same might be ready as a matter of bounty and not as covetousness." So he's basically sent these brothers ahead just to remind them of what they had discussed earlier about supporting the other believers who were struggling. And then he says in verse 6, "But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully." Now listen, I know you've heard this before, I know you've heard the prosperity teachings, and you know there's been a lot of misuse. But we got to understand that just because there's been a lot of misuse of finances and teachings that have been just quite absurd or even extremely wrong, and so because that's been going on, doesn't mean that we should suddenly decide not to talk about it. We got to bring this thing back into balance. And if Paul teaches that there is still that sowing and reaping principle, you know, and he's talking about sowing bountifully, you will also reap bountifully. Or if you sow sparingly, you will also reap sparingly. This is a principle, a law that works in the area of giving. Now, tithing is not for the new covenant, but some people have willingly, with a free heart, free will, a desire to give, support their church, their ministry, they have given the 10% or even more. They've given their tithing, and they've given it in faith, and they've also seen how they've reaped the benefits bountifully. And I believe that, you know, that doesn't fall under tithing really, because of their unlearned ideas about giving, sowing and reaping, or tithing, and where everything is placed. Still, they knew they were giving, making a sacrifice. Yes, a sacrifice. We all make sacrifices, like I said before. You know, when you love somebody, you make sacrifices sometimes. And they've made a sacrifice to give that amount of money to their ministry, and they call it tithing? Fine. It's wrong. They need to be educated. It's not tithing. If that's what they want to give to the church, then that is great. But they must be taught the truth. And it is down to the pastor and the ministers and the teachers there to teach the truth. And stop teaching tithing. You're doing a discredit to your people. Back to the point. When you sow or when you give some finances to your local ministry, because that ministry enriches you, it helps you understand the gospel, it's establishing you in the truth. You understand that you're helping that ministry also to pay the bills. You understand that you're helping that ministry to reach other people, to go online, to go on TV, to pay for the bills, to help that minister, whoever is teaching, not to struggle that he's the only one paying for their online ministry or for the rent of their room, etc. It's not fair. It is not fair. Once you've come out of law and legalism, you're in freedom, but with freedom comes responsibility. And if the minister teaches you in such a way as helping you understand the true gospel, you are responsible to support that ministry, to help that minister to be freed up from the burden of having to pay for it all himself. So that now he is free, he doesn't have to go back to a full-time job, he can fully commit to the preaching and teaching of the Word of God, which God has called him to do, to help you. Of course the gospel is free, but the bills still need to get paid. Think about that.
For more information, go to reformationgospel.com.